Hello everyone, my name is Yogetsu Okasaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, handpan player, and live looping artist. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life to improve your quality of life. Today's title is Treasure in Garbage. So yesterday I talked about Shojin cooking, which is a Buddhist monk's vegetarian meals, and its concept. So the big difference between just normal general vegetarian cooking and Shojin cooking is something that we don't actually throw anything. So we use skin of vegetables, seeds of vegetables, or even stems of vegetables. Those parts actually we throw and we don't use them. But in Shojin cooking, we use them. We make use of all the parts of vegetables. For example, green pepper. When we use green pepper, when we cook green pepper, we don't usually use seeds and stuff around seeds. We take them and put them away. And we only use the skin of green pepper. But actually, for any type of vegetables and any type of plants, the growing point is not actually something we eat. It's usually something we throw away. So for example, green pepper, we throw seeds and stuff around the seeds away, and we only use the shell, the skins of green pepper. But seeds of green pepper is very useful, and you can eat it, and you can use, if you use it, you can eat the most powerful part of that vegetable. So if you put away the seeds and you just take the seeds away, and you can just saute with oil and put some salt and pepper, you can make some salty toppings. So you can just put that sauteed seeds onto your baked vegetables or sauteed vegetables, or just fried vegetables, and you can enjoy it. You can enjoy the taste, and you can take much more nutrition. So, I talked about how we apply Zen Buddhism concept, which is actually Shojin cooking is a traditional way of cooking for Zen Buddhism. And today's title is Treasure in Garbage. So treasure is seeds. But seeds is usually garbage, though it's a treasure. Thank you very much for listening.